We are back with some extra fat joy. I have 10 questions for Louisa and Annie of Grief Cat. Yes. Ooh, can you do sound effects for like every question?
Sure. Yeah. Well, knowing they can be edited.
Yeah. We were working on that car honk song.
So. Oh, true.
A car honk song? Oh my God. Love it.
Just the concept, sorry, real quick, the concept of like, you wish you had, so you have your car horn, right? But that can be really aggressive if you're just trying to like let somebody know you're there or like to say sorry. We need two horns. We need an angry horn and a gentle horn.
And instead our horn just always sound like a...
I always thought it'd be cool to have like light up LED like signage like sorry or I mean I'm Canadian so I'm always like sorry or or
it needs to be pre-programmed and locked
down.
I
was gonna say it would have to be I just had that thought too. I was like, oh, maybe that's not the best idea. Okay, so first question is, if this past week was a chapter of a book, what would it be called for you?
Getting over jet lag. I was just in Scotland.
Oh, yay. That's so exciting. It's for both of you individually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would call it Fever Dream Road Trip.
Fever Dream Road Trip.
Because you got the vaccine.
Yeah, I got the vaccine. I got like an updated vaccine and I started getting all the side effects while we were on stage. I started getting chills, fever, sweats. Headache. It really interfered with my head banging, so it was very gentle. Yeah, and I made Annie drive us a few, it was like 3 hours away, made her drive us home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sucks, right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, are you really hot? And she's like, no. And I was like, shit. It's happening.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, what is the one thing that you own that you probably should throw out?
I have a lot of clothes that are too small and they just need to go. They need to go. They're pretty, but they need to go.
Go to new homes.
Done. If anybody needs clothes, hit me up.
Because my house is a mess right now. I mean, like a lot of takeout containers that are gathering dust in the corner of my apartment.
That's a good one.
And also like books. I have a lot of books that I'm never going to read.
This office has a lot of stuff that we can throw out, actually. I mean, like, why do I have this? Like,
what is that? Is that ice cream scoops?
Yeah, it's like an ice cream scoop. It's a
Oh, it's a costume. I see the dinosaur behind you.
There's a dinosaur pinata. I'm like a hoarder in training. It's not great. It's not great.
And Elvis?
Yeah, the Elvis, the velvet Elvis.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my God. So good. Most used app on your phone?
Instagram.
Instagram, TikTok, for better or for worse.
We're influencers. Just kidding.
I mean, we definitely have had so many. We've already started to have people come to shows because they have found us on Instagram and TikTok. So it's like, you know, just a necessary evil.
Yeah, give the people what they want.
Give them what they want.
And what we want is dopamine.
Yes.
We want those dopamine hits. Oh, somebody else liked us. We got a message. New friend. Hi.
Questlove said hi.
Questlove said hi. That's right. He did.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Favorite smell?
I love the smell of leather. And it's really nice because I work in like a little leather worked in a little leather shop. But fresh leather is so, so juicy.
I think my favorite smell is... I have a lot of favorite smells. I was going to say coffee, but that's like pretty standard. But I also am going to go further in that direction and say like, I love the smell of like a cool autumn morning.
Nice and dewy.
Nice. It's dewy and like you're like sweet. It's not summer anymore. And like you feel that nip in the air. I love that.
Maybe a little petrichor sprinkled in.
Oh, you know what that
is? Yes, petrichor.
Okay, I don't know what that is. I said yes, but I'm agreeable.
It's the smell after a rainfall.
I love the smell after.
So I feel like especially an evening rain, you come out in the morning, it still smells like brain.
Petrichor. I feel like that should be like a style, like normcore. That's like wearing your duck boots and petrichor. I'm in petrichor. I've got my rain boots on and my windbreaker.
I love bean. That's great. I love that. I mean, fashion icons right here.
Yes.
You heard it here first. Petrichor.
Petrichor.
I made that joke too much. It's a callback and a plea.
It is a
help us.
Favorite word.
I think as a kid, I remember when my sister was studying for the SATs, I was in like second grade or something like that. And I used to read all of her like SAT books, her SAT prep books. And so, and she would quiz me on words. And so I think my favorite as a kid was always like pulchritude or pulchritudinous.
Yes. Oh my God.
Like beauty.
Pulchritudinous? Pulchritudinous.
Like of great beauty or something. I can't remember. We can Google later. It's fine.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Honestly, I make up a lot of words. So it's hard for me to remember what standard English is sometimes.
Oh, but give us a made up one.
Yeah, that's true. But it's amazing. I love speaking Annie.
I'm gonna regret this answer. I'm gonna be driving home and be like, dang it. Why didn't I think of that? But I don't know, anything with like a hard, like crunchy, crispy.
I knew it was gonna be crunchy and crispy.
Cranstable, which aren't words. I saw a sign when I was in Scotland for a street called Crombie Johnston. And I was like,
wow, what a name. Crombie Johnston?
Yeah, is that our alter ego?
I think so.
Okay. So anything with like a crispy, crunchy, a crust.
We've also been trying to figure out like what's crispy versus crunchy. What are things that are crispy and crunchy?
Oh.
Or just crispy, just crunchy? Like the Venn diagram. We've been working this out.
I love it. I can just imagine the kind of like business meetings that you guys have together.
It's basically this. So we're accomplishing nothing.
I love it.
Wait, I know we're working on these questions, but here's a new question for you. When does a soup become a potion? Because it's like a hot liquid with like vegetables and meats
and herbs
and stuff. When, at what point does it become a potion? And what makes, what could turn a potion, could a potion become a soup?
Wow.
That is a good question.
Wow. I mean, we're basically witches.
Yeah.
So. just if you have any comments on that, you can find us at Grief Cat Party Time on Instagram. Send us a DM.
Yeah, McCormick and Schmicks, if you're listening. Any spite pensies, mayhaps.
Yeah. Pensies.com/griefcat.
Yeah. My butthole.
Yeah.
Oh, we can edit that out.
Sorry.
So good. Do you have a least favorite word?
Creamy.
Creamy.
I don't like creamy.
Oh.
I don't mind creamy. I really do.
Yeah. We literally are going to come up with these.
Yeah, we're going to think about this. I'm going to wake up at 2 a.m. and be like, nut bucket.
That's so great. I feel like you're both such wordsmiths that you use words. So it's not about liking or not liking. It's actually about how can you play with them and have them be like of service to you almost, because you're so clever with your words. Yeah. What scares you?
I mean, dying. I don't really like that. Or I think like losing people that I love. I mean, those are the biggest things that I'm afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say those centipedes with the really long ass legs.
That's a better answer. Those are awful.
I don't mind spiders. I don't mind crickets.
What about you mind spiders? Okay. That spider that we saw in Asheville.
Well, that spider was the size of baseball.
It was huge. No.
No, like the one, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like the centipedes with the really, really long legs that just like they dart around and they come at you for some reason. It's like, girl, just go the other way.
Yeah.
Hide under the bookshelf and we'll both pretend we don't know each other. and death.
Yeah. I know. That's my Barbie moment. Yeah.
What would you tell your younger self?
You don't have to like everyone who you think likes you.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It'll save you a whole marriage.
Yeah. I think for me, I would tell myself that you are capable and you are lovable and you're going to do amazing things. So you don't need to settle.
Beautiful, both of you. Big dreams. I know you have lots. What's one of them?
We get on our list?
Yeah, what's our list? Okay.
Oh, you got a list. Yay.
Judges on Drag Race.
Perform on SNL.
Perform on SNL. Perform in an amphitheater.
Perform on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's a new one. I like it.
It's a lifelong dream.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Sorry. I want to be on like the Green Giant
float. I want to ride Snoopy in the air. That's on a harness. be able to afford a house.
Open for Tenacious D and or play a joint bill with Tenacious D.
Oh, that would be great. Tenacious D would be huge. Or play with Ben Folds. I am a huge like Ben Folds person.
100%.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Coachella, Lollapalooza, yeah. Bonnaroo. Any of those festivals.
Glastonbury. We have a lot of dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Playing our songs with a symphony orchestra.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like how they, you know, do the symphony orchestras and like they do like video game scores and stuff. Score.
Yeah.
I want to poop at work.
Poop at work. I love it. Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of like great strings and horns in our songs. So I'd love to bring that to life with a full orchestra.
But our small goal right now is to be financially solvent.
Yeah. So we'd like to make money from Grief Cat instead of putting our own money into it, which is what we're currently doing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, all of those dreams are incredible. Everyone listening, send a bunch of energy to financial solvency and all those other stages to get them on. So good.
We'll see you when we're at Coachella.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, final question. If you had a billboard, and maybe you could answer this as Grief Cat.
Oh, my gosh.
Do it.
Oh, you want me to get finished? Okay. If you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway where tens of thousands would see it every day, what would you put on that billboard?
This is a Louisa spearheaded project, but you are right on the money with this question.
So we are planning to create and do like a Kickstarter or some sort of fundraising to get billboards across the country that say poop at work on them. And as a birthday present to myself, I bought poop at work. Dump at work.com. Yes. I can't remember it. It's one of those things, but it's going to be great.
Oh, I love it.
Just like an easy, but also very noticeable billboard on the side of the highway. Poop at work or Times Square.
Times Square would be awesome. Like if we could fundraise for that, get a Times Square poop at work billboard. People could like vote on the design, or we could get one of those like digital like moving ones that has like us singing the song on it. I mean, but that's the idea.
This is amazing. Is it been launched or is it launching?
We're still planning it.
Our initial like kickoff, so November 19th is World Toilet Day, and we're putting on a comedy music showcase in DC.
Yeah.
And one of the aspects of that show will be to like jumpstart our fundraising for said billboard.
Yeah.
Man,
you truly are. Yeah. We love you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I will so happily promote that. So send me all the info. We will share it widely. I can just imagine Dragon being like, poop at work. Like, why is that? You may cause accidents. I don't know.
hopefully not. Yeah. You know, but I think it'll be fun. And it'll just be silly, and because everybody poops.
Everybody poops. Yes. Thank you for answering the 10 questions. That was so much fun. That was so good.
We just enjoyed. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, this was so much fun.
I agree. This has been amazing. Thank you both.